The risen Lord waits for us to call on him. Jesus, the risen Lord, is truly present in this moment. In the midst of difficulty or rest, sorrow or joy, he is with us, fully alive, more real than all the rest of reality combined. He is present with great humility and respect, asking as if he were a starving beggar, seeking as if he were the one who had lost something, knocking as if he had no right to enter. He is here, in this moment and in every moment, above all space and time, over all circumstance and trial, waiting for us to open the door. The victor once and for all. He has been raised and set apart to judge the living and the dead, not in the distant future, but now in the present moment. Only those who are pierced to the heart by love can accept the judgment of his justice and truth. And how I long for my own heart to be pierced, so that at last I might know that freedom of love that he alone can give. Spiritual freedom flows from his touch, and even now he holds out his hands towards us. Those who believe in him find forgiveness, even as we confess our sins and repent our rash judgments. He silences the voice of condemnation that cries against us. He has suffered death and passed through hell to restore peace to our troubled consciences, because he did not create us for self-torment. He has come himself because he alone has the power and authority to liberate us from such a hellish burden. In him, we discover that the power of misery is not absolute, and that evil does not have the last word. Darkness vanishes before his light. He reigns unconquered and invites us to join him. Who will separate us from his love? Who can prevent us from living the life that he has come to give? Worldly powers could not silence him. Suffering could not diminish him. Death could not contain him. Every knee is bent before him, and every head is bowed in his presence. He rules forever at the right hand of the Father. Against all falsehood, he shines forth forever true. Though winds of false teaching and all kinds of myths seem to hold sway, he is a sure anchor, a safe harbor in the storm. In the midst of a changing sea of confusion, he stands as the sure reference point of life and every decision. In the midst of rancor and contention, whether within our hearts or in our communities, he is the only true source of peace. The word of the Father is the love that is stronger than death. He is truth unvanquished. He is the living waters of the deep-dug well of salvation. He calls in whispers that thunder in our hearts. He gazes on us with love, though we have done nothing to deserve it. He hopes in us and rejoices when we raise our eyes to him, if only for a moment. The Lord of life longs for us to share our hearts with him freely and to share his heart with us completely in that moment, which will have no end.